I will begin by covering the highlights of Great-West Lifeco's 2012 financial results. These results reflect the combined strength of our diversified businesses, which are focused on growth across Canada, the United States, and Europe. Our company's earnings lead the industry in dollar terms and in stability, and our balance sheet is strong, and it's growing stronger. We managed to maintain profitability during the recent low interest rate environment and the volatile stock market environment. We also overcame challenging conditions in credit markets, especially in Europe. Our core values, our conservative approach to risk, our diversified businesses, and our diversified distribution systems, our focus on operational efficiency, these all have allowed us to produce excellent results. Our annual operating earnings are shown on the screen for the 5 years 2008 to 2012, the period of the greatest global financial stress since the Great Depression of the 1930s. Over this period, Great-West Lifeco has earned $9.4 billion in total, far exceeding our major life insurance competitors in Canada. During that time, we have paid $5.4 billion of participating policyholder dividends and $5.7 billion of shareholder dividends. So despite the challenging economic conditions, we have delivered excellent performance for both our policyholders and for our shareholders. Our performance was among the best of life companies globally. A recent Financial Times survey showed our company as the eighth most valuable life co globally, measured by stock market capitalization. Our 2012 operating earnings were $2 billion, or $2.06 per share, up from $1.9 billion, or $2 a share in 2011. Lifeco continues to deliver superior results compared to our peer companies in the industry. We are continuing to build on this good performance, as evidenced by our first quarter 2013 earnings, which I reported to the board this morning. Earnings increased by a strong 15% to $517 million compared to the first quarter of 2012. The board declared an unchanged quarterly dividend of 30.75 cents per common share. Premiums and deposits in 2012 were $60 billion, down slightly from $62 billion in 2011. But I was also pleased to report to the board this morning that in the first quarter of 2013, our premiums and deposits increased sharply by over 15% to $16.6 billion year over year. Our total assets under administration increased during 2012 by 8.8% to $546 billion. And during the first quarter of this year, they increased further by 6.6% to $582 billion. The company's capital position remains very strong, with regulatory capital ratios in each of Canada, the United States, and Europe at or above the top end of our internal ranges for our operating companies. At the holding company level, we also held approximately $600 million of uncommitted cash at the end of Q1 2013, which we can deploy as needed. Since the last annual meeting, all five credit rating agencies concluded their reviews and maintained our credit ratings with a stable outlook. Our ratings remain among the highest of life companies globally, which is essential in the recent credit environment. Financial stability continues to be our number one priority. Lifeco's return on equity in 2012 was an industry-leading 15.9% based on operating earnings, and over the last 5 years has averaged 16.4%, which handily exceeds our objective of 15%. As we continue to outpace our peer group of major Canadian banks and life insurance companies in this measure. Based on our very solid and consistent earnings profile and high return on equity, Great-West Lifeco's stock price maintained a significant valuation premium in the marketplace compared with our competitors. I will now report on our performance by major operating segment. First, our Europe segment, led by Arshil Jamal, President and Chief Operating Officer of Canada Life Capital Corporation, which is the holding company for our European operations. Net earnings in Europe for 2012 were $618 million, 10% higher than in 2011. In the United Kingdom, our payout annuity sales were up 55% year over year. We're the market leader in group life with a 27% market share. We're second in the group income protection market with a 21% market share. Through our Isle of Man company, we're among the top offshore companies selling into the UK market with 16% market share. In Germany, we sell unit-linked business through independent advisors. Much of this business is regular premium in nature. We maintained our sales levels of these products during 2012. Our assets in Germany measured in euros grew by 25% to 2.5 billion euros, aided by equity market growth. Our reinsurance business, which is part of our Europe segment, created many solutions to meet customer demands for capital and solvency-related relief. Our reinsurance business grew in 2012 as we successfully concluded some very significant customized transactions in this highly specialized field. On February 19, 2013, I was very proud to announce the acquisition by Great-West of the Irish Life Group for 1.3 billion euros, or 1.75 billion Canadian dollars. This acquisition marks an important transition for Lifeco. We are emerging from the global financial crisis stronger than ever, and we are reestablishing our focus on expansion. As part of the funding for the transaction, we issued approximately $1.25 billion in new equity through subscription receipts, with participation from our parent, Par Financial, and our sister company, IGM Financial. Part of the funding is also coming from a recently completed 500 million euro debt issue. This was our first debt offering in the euro market, and I can tell you that both of these offerings were very enthusiastically received in their respective markets. The acquisition of Irish Life is transformational for our companies in Ireland. It allows us to achieve, with a single transaction, the leading position in life insurance, pensions, and investment management in that country. It is consistent with Lifeco's global business strategy of developing significant market positions in the countries and sectors where the company participates. Irish Life is expected to increase Lifeco's 2014 earnings by $215 million, or about 10%. It has $50 billion of assets under management and has 1 million customers. It is a market leader with approximately 28% market share, roughly six times larger than Canada Life in Ireland. It has an iconic and well-trusted brand, and its broad product offering is complemented by a wide multi-channel distribution model, very similar, in fact, to Great West in Canada. The Irish Life name will be retained, and the life and pension operations of Canada Life Ireland will be combined with the operations of Irish Life. The transaction is expected to close in July 2013, subject to customary regulatory approvals. We look forward to the opportunities for growth which Irish Life brings to us. And you know, just like Great West, Irish Life has performed with great distinction in the last few years, successfully overcoming enormous stresses in the Irish financial sector and in the Irish economy generally, and uncertainty surrounding the ownership of the company. We have with us today three of the most senior, in fact, the three most senior executives of the company who deserve great credit for the company's success. And I'm very pleased to introduce them. First of all, Group Chief Executive Kevin Murphy. Kevin, please stand. Group Finance Director David McCarthy. David. Yeah. And Chief Executive of the Irish Life Retail Operation, Gerry Hassett. Gerry, please stand. I will add also that Arshil Jamal has played an important leadership role in the purchase of Irish Life, And I would ask him at this point to stand and be recognized. I will now turn to LifeCo's U.S. financial services business, which is led by Mitchell Gray, President and CEO of Great West Financial, based in Denver, Colorado. In 2012, this business introduced a single brand identity, Great West Financial, to help build name recognition in all of its markets. It also implemented the 9 initiatives in its aggressive 5-year growth plan, including strategies to boost sales and assets under management. Diverse products and expanding partnerships contributed to solid growth. 401k plan sales increased by 14%. Business-owned life insurance sales rose by 20%. Single premium life insurance sales jumped by 56% over 2011. Great West Financial also launched 2 retail retirement income products with 5 distribution partners. Individual retirement account, IRA sales, grew 50% through asset rollovers by former group plan participants. Another initiative added $900 million through roll-ins to existing plans. The Great West Lifetime Funds grew 89% and managed account assets increased 28% to $6.2 billion. Our other major U.S. operation, Putnam Investments, is a major asset management firm based in Boston, Massachusetts, led by President and CEO Bob Reynolds. Putnam offers equity, fixed income, asset allocation, and alternative strategies. It also offers absolute return, risk parity, and hedge funds distributed globally to individuals and institutions through its sales force and through financial intermediaries. Matter of fact, in 2012, Putnam celebrated its 75th year by winning recognition from Barron's magazine as the number 1 U.S. fund family. And this is the 2nd such distinction it has won in the space of just 4 years. It also received a number of Lipper Fund Awards. Putnam also earned industry accolades for its financial advisor website, its fund visualizer tool for the iPad, and its continuing commitment to service excellence. And all in all, it's a leader in harnessing technology to promote its business. Assets under management end of 2012 at $128 billion, an increase of 10% over the previous year end. This reflects favorable market conditions as well as sales momentum in key retail product offerings in the retirement area and also at Panagora, which is a very successful quantitative investment manager owned by Putnam. I will now turn to our businesses in Canada, which are led by Paul Mann, President and Chief Operating Officer, Canada. In Canada, we have leading market shares in each of our core lines of business. This is in large part due to our multi-product, multi-brand, and multi-channel distribution strategy. We provide financial service products and services to more than 12 million people, approximately 1 in 3 Canadians. Our focus in Canada has been and continues to be on organic growth. Our Canadian premiums and deposits have grown by 22% over the last 3 years through our focus on diversified distribution, significant product and service enhancements, and expense management. In 2012, our group retirement services business, with 1.2 million members, recorded strong growth with sales up 25% over 2011. Our group insurance business continued to post solid premium growth and outstanding earnings. The results were due to excellent persistency, as well as strong underwriting and strong claims control. Our 2012 group insurance earnings were an industry-leading $439 million, and not by a small margin, I can tell you. This business provides benefit solutions, meeting the needs of more than 8 million Canadians through more than 30,000 plan sponsors. Our individual segregated fund business, where we have a 26% market share, maintained strong positive net cash flows when many other asset managers were in net outflows. Individual insurance sales in Canada increased 15%, an outstanding result in a mature market. Great-West Life, London Life, and Canada Life together continue to be by far the leading provider of individual life insurance in Canada with a 33% market share. Within individual insurance, participating insurance is the backbone of our operations and a significant differentiator for us. Our companies continue to be the leading provider of participating life insurance in Canada with a 52% of the whole life market. Our participating life insurance products have stood the test of time for more than a century, and in 2012, our companies in Canada delivered $1.1 billion in policyholder dividends to Canadians. We are the market leader in term life with a 19% market share and a leading provider of universal life, also with a 19% market share. We are also the leading provider of living benefits in Canada with 26% market share in individual disability and 22% market share in critical illness. Based on these, our Canadian operations earned an impressive $1.04 billion in 2012, an increase of 5.5% over the previous year. I think we deserve a drink for that. But only water. No. In 2013 in Canada, we are continuing to focus on innovation and process improvement. Here are a few examples. In individual insurance, our new business transformation project will fundamentally change the way we process new business, strengthening the service and support we provide and improving advisors' and clients' experience in doing business with us. In wealth management, with the coming wave of baby boomers retiring and with improving longevity, we have a huge cohort of the population facing the very real risk of outliving their retirement savings. In fact, an aging population is a key issue facing our country as a whole. To help clients deal with the financial risks associated with living longer, we are developing a new income product. This innovative new product aligns with the realities of our marketplace, extending longevity, and they're a change from the traditional focus on asset gathering. In the group insurance marketplace, our drug solutions initiative involves working with major pharmacies and retail chains. It's an innovative approach to helping employers control costs while helping those with chronic conditions manage expensive but vital treatments more effectively. Our Canadian operations are very well positioned for solid growth in the current economic environment and are poised to take advantage of higher growth opportunities as they emerge. Turning to regulatory and government matters, across Europe and North America, the economic challenges of the last few years have led to a much higher degree of regulatory oversight of our industry by our regulators. Amidst this challenging economic environment, we have posted strong and stable growth driven by our diversified operations and our conservative and risk-averse approach to managing our business. We recognize that our clients, our advisors, and our shareholders count on us to manage our affairs with the utmost discipline and the utmost oversight. Our excellent historical results are in a large part due to our strong frontline operational leadership, where we take a risk-averse approach to activities such as product development, underwriting, investment management, claims control, and so on. However, we recognize the importance of strong controls and processes, both to support the increasing complexity of our growing businesses and to respond to the increased regulatory oversight of the financial services industry. Accordingly, we have committed significant resources to our regulatory affairs function, an area now reporting directly to the CEO. This function's objective is to ensure that we have best-in-class practices for corporate governance and for controls. A focus on the long term and doing what's right for our clients, our staff, and the communities where we operate has defined our business for more than a century. Our commitment to corporate social responsibility is based on a foundation of responsible and ethical management. In fact, it is a commitment we have formalized in our code of conduct. In 2012, we began a coordinated effort to share more information on how we operate as a socially responsible organization. We are very pleased to share this story and speak to our many stakeholders about our strengths. Our public accountability statement, available here today and on our public websites, is the best resource to learn more about our approach to corporate social responsibility in Canada. Here we outline our commitment to Canadian society as an Imagine Caring company. We contributed $11.9 million last year to the charitable sector, investing in long-term solutions for a range of community needs. Moreover, we describe how our understanding of corporate social responsibility is reflected in how we deliver on our promises in the marketplace, in how we create inviting, supportive workplaces, and how we manage our impact on the environment. Creating Value is our report to you. Please take a copy. In the years to come, we will continue to expand on this story. Ours is a sustainable commitment to help create value for Canadians and to help ensure vibrant communities. Together, LifeCo's strong brands across the globe represent a significant history of making and keeping promises. 76 years at Putnam Investments, 122 years at Great West Life, 139 years at London Life, and 166 years at Canada Life. And now Irish Life, another long-standing and respected brand, will add 74 years to this legacy. Our strength and stability as an organization, together with prudent business practices, diversified geographic distribution and product footprints, as well as disciplined expense management, these all position us strongly for the future. We are building on this by continuing to invest in service differentiation and in innovation. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity to thank our clients, our distribution associates, and our shareholders for their continued support. It is also my pleasure to thank the people across our companies who serve our clients and our distribution associates worldwide. I'm now going to make a few personal remarks. I've been part of the LifeCo group of companies for 42 years. I'm now a few years past normal retirement age. I have now completed 5 years at the helm of the companies, and this morning I am announcing my retirement as President and Chief Executive Officer. I feel privileged to have enjoyed a very exciting and fulfilling career covering 4 countries, 2 continents, and many different and challenging positions. I was particularly honored 5 years ago when I was appointed Chief Executive Officer of our company. I was grateful to the policyholders, the shareholders, and the directors for the confidence which they placed on me. And incidentally, it speaks to the inclusive nature of Great West's culture that the company decided to appoint a CEO, an executive who had only joined the fold 5 years previously through an acquisition. My only slight complaint is that nobody bothered to point out to me beforehand that my CEO tenure would almost exactly coincide with by far the worst period of global financial stress we have seen since the 1930s. But perhaps nobody knew. But, you know, building on LifeCo's strong foundations, together we have weathered the storms of the last 5 years. We've emerged stronger than ever, and we're now back in growth mode. I appreciate the strong support I've had from my global senior management team and our staff and our field forces throughout the world. This allowed us to drive forward when some others foundered. I will be succeeded in the CEO role by Paul Mann, who has led our Canadian operations with distinction over the last 5 years. Canada is the cornerstone of our company, and it has been a pleasure working with Paul to strengthen our preeminent position. I feel confident that as Paul takes the reins, with his deep knowledge of our business and his excellent communication and interpersonal skills, he will lead our companies to even greater things. Paul, please stand and be recognized as you take on your new role. Paul will be succeeded as the leader of our Canadian businesses by Dave Johnston, who is appointed President and Chief Operating Officer, Canada. Dave's fine leadership has steered our Canadian group operations to the top position in Canada. Indeed, I said a few words about it a while back. Dave, please stand and be recognized as the new Canadian leader. And you know, it's a testament to all of the people of this organization that this succession can take place in an orderly way, which opens up many new opportunities. I feel confident that the path ahead for our company will be one of great growth, profitability, and success. I'm glad to say that I will continue to be involved with our companies as a director of Great-West Lifeco and several of its subsidiary companies. And in conclusion, I again thank the shareholders and directors for the opportunity to lead this great company. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for attending our annual meeting, and I look forward to greeting you at the reception following the conclusion of the formal meeting. Thank you.